Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Melissa with Blog Talk Radio. Talk with Trinity, a show that is dedicated to the enrichment and enlightenment and education of all individuals. I am Melissa. I'm happy to be here this morning. This morning we are out and about promoting our program that is going to take place on next Saturday and next Friday. We will be in Burlington for National Recovery Month for our open house from 2 until 5 Friday, and then Saturday we will be in Charlotte from 10 until 2. You might say, well, what is National Recovery Month? Well, let me explain that to you this morning. I'm sorry. And this show is sponsored by Trinity Counseling Services, both Charlotte and Burlington, 1801 North Tryon Street, Suite 311B, Charlotte, NC, 28206, and Burlington, 508 Holly Hill Lane, Suite 102E, Burlington, NC, 27215. National Recovery Month is sponsored by SAMHSA, which is the Substance Abuse Mental Health and Services Administration, Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. Excuse me. And it is a month that is dedicated to increase awareness and understanding of mental and substance use issues and celebrate the people who recover. You can find this information on recoverymonth.gov. You can also find it if you look up our website, Trinity's website, trinitycounselingcharlotte.com. You can find some information there. Or if you go on the internet, you can probably look and find Recovery Month programs that are taking place in the community that you live in where you're listening. And you'll say, well, why is it important that we acknowledge that people do recover? Well, that's an interesting question. As we have been talking and sharing for the past year or so, you've learned that there are ways that you can recover from things of all natures. You can recover from alcohol and drugs quite naturally, but it is necessary that you recover from other issues, you know, getting past abuse, getting past anger, getting past anything that is holding you back from having a healthy and rewarding life will be things that you can recover from. We have often spoken about issues that people deal with and problems that people encounter and ways that you can recover and in the recovery process. And it's real simple when you look at the steps of Alcoholics Anonymous and Narcotics Anonymous. And even when you read the Bible, there are statements then even included in the Word of God that speaks about, you know, confess thy fault. And you can find the word confession, and you can consider different stories of individuals that are in the Word of God, both in the Old and the New Testament, about things that they had to go through in their life in order to recover. If you look in the Old Testament, you find stories such as David after God's own heart, David who lusted upon another man's wife, David who had a man killed. And you can see where he was troubled and he was able to get the girl, but at the end of it all, he ended up losing some of his family and he felt he was so far away from God that God didn't know him, and God continually stayed there with him. And he then said that he recognized that God had never left him. And then he wrote about that. And those are clear indications of recovery when you talk about David. You can go back further and look at Cain. And And then Cain and Abel were two brothers, and they were at odds, and Cain was jealous, and he, you know, killed his brother. And then when God asked him, you know, initially he didn't confess, and even then God, you know, gave an order that no man would be allowed to put his hands on him. And so that can't show that even though he had done something wrong, he murdered his own brother because of his own jealousy, God still said, you know what, he's still my child, he's still my creation, he's still whom I love, and no one will be allowed to put a hand on him. He'll have to work, he'll have to do certain things, and really, through the line of Cain came other great men, so it is possible he did ultimately end up recovering, had a family, and he ended up getting better, but he also had to make a confession, and he had to make an admission. And you go back even further when you think about recovery and the recovery process, and if you consider that even Lucifer himself was right next to God throughout the creation, even though you have many, many, many other tales and stories and all these other things, and because of his pride and because of his jealousy, you know, he split the family, he left, he turned his back, and, you know, I imagine that he'll never have the opportunity to recover. Gratefully that we do. But even God says, even Lucifer himself, if he would just acknowledge his ways, that I imagine that God being God would even as all that he's done to tear up his family, I imagine that God would even forgive Lucifer and even allow him back in, and even he could recover once he acknowledges some of his own shortcomings. But, you know, who knows? But we just know that we're just grateful to God about recovery, because it says that in the first step, and we admit that we are powerless over and that our lives have become unmanageable. Whatever it is that we've grown, that we cannot control, and our life has become unmanageable because of it. If we can't control our anger so much so that we can't get along with other people, or we can't control our pride so much so that we go through extremes, we can't control aspects of our personality and moral principles and defects of character and maladjustments and dysfunctional behavior. We can't control our tongues so much so that it's caused unmanageability in our life. Then we need an acknowledgement of God. We need the second step, which says we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves can restore us. We need restoration in our life. We need all of these things in our lives. We need the restoration. We need the forgiveness. But we also need to confess where we've gone wrong at. And so we just thank God for him being God, and thank God for the opportunity to recover. And we thank God by making a conscious and personal, it's a conscious decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand him. However how we can understand God, I was having a conversation with my husband, James, and as we were talking, I said, well, honey, you have to understand what the relationship is with your children, with your daughters. I said, because you are the closest thing to God that they'll know. And it says, and I've heard it to be said, that the relationship that you have with your father is the relationship that you have with God. So if your relationship is estranged from your father, you're going to feel estranged from God. If your relationship with your father is because he's absent, then you're going to feel that God is absent in your life. And then that's not the truth. Because in order to recover, the first thing is to make a confession and say, well, God, I feel I am nothing without you. I am nothing without my father. So if you just replace that and make that statement, I believe that I am nothing without God. And once you make that statement, it's still yet a confession, because then God is able to come into your life, tell you who he is, and let you know that he is ever present. And thank you, gratefully, prayerfully, we have scriptures that confirm that he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He's an ever present. He is the Alpha and the Omega, which is the beginning and the end. He knew us from our creation. All of these things is in the word that it says as far as God. And as far as recovery goes, when you make those statements, you're lonely. You don't feel safe. And I'm considering words that we've said about Maslow's hierarchy of needs and having our basic needs to be fulfilled. God said he is our provider, so our basic needs are taken care of. God said that he is our protector, so we can feel secure and don't feel insecure or anxious. He says that we are a part of his family. We are a part of him. He created us, so then that means that we are a part. We have a belonging to him. He loves us, loving and belonging. He says that if he created us in his image, well, then there is our self-image. There is our esteem. If God is God and who he is, and if he created us from his image, then you know what? We are marvelous creatures, and it even says that in the word. And then he says, if he created us for a purpose, then we our purpose is fulfilled. So if that is the case, then if our Father is not present in our life, then we have God. And so as I'm sharing that with them, if he's not there, then he's gonna be replaced. If a father, not just my husband, but it's for individuals that are in recovery processes and wonder what is going to come of their kids. Well, you know, as far as recovering, women can recover from poor relationships when they make an acknowledgement that even though their husband, their mate, their children's father or whomever may not be there or is not what they need, then we are just grateful. The recovery process says that if nothing else, we know that God is there. And so that's the recovery month. It's all encompassing, which leads us back to our next week when we're going to have an open house, and we're also going to have our National Recovery Month. We are, it says in the 26th year, promotes the societal benefits of prevention, treatment, and recovery. It says for both mental and substance use disorders. It says, with this year's theme being Joining the Voices for Recovery, visible, welcome, and valuable, and it encourages people to openly speak about mental and substance use disorders and the reality of recovery, and promotes ways individuals can use to recognize behavioral health issues and reach out for help. And it says, it wants to spread the positive message that behavioral health is essential to overall health, that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people can and do recover. And on next week, the open house, we're just going to open our doors in Burlington and let individuals know that we are there. But in Charlotte, our program is we're going to have individuals that are going to come in, and they're going to talk about the different community resources that are available to people because support is necessary. We're also going to have individuals to speak encouraging words to us. We also are going to have individuals that are open and willing to share their story. And then we're going to have a forgiveness workshop in the afternoon. And then we're going to release balloons, and we are going to attach whatever it is that is holding us down. We're going to do a visual image of letting all of that go and casting our cares upon God. And we're going to do that through that demonstration. We're going to do that as a memoriam to individuals that may have been lost, memoriam the situations that may just need to be dissipated. And we just thank God for that. We didn't pray coming into this, but we are going to pray. The dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you as humble as we know how, just thanking you again and again for the opportunity to have gained wisdom, to have increased our knowledge, and to give instruction in order for us to live lives that have glorified you. God, we just want to thank you for the opportunity to be up this morning. Thanks for keeping us safe through the night. And Heavenly Father, everyone that we will encounter on today, and as we go forward in our lives, just allow us to leave them better when we leave than when we arrive. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you And we praise you and we give you honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.